Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. Our guest this morning is Bob McGowan of MCS. It's got a longer name, but I'm going to let Bob explain what that is. Bob, good morning. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Good morning, Lloyd. Really, how are you?
It's good to hear you, and I'm really glad you're on the program today. Mission Critical Solutions, great name. Correct. Where did it come from?
Well, when we were starting the company back in 2008, thinking about it in 2007, we were doing a lot of defense work. And most everything we did at the time, we were doing communication trailers, ground mobile gateways for the Air Force, and COC units for the Marine Corps. And they were all mission specific, so that sort of is where we come up with the mission, and we were developing solutions, so we just put the two of them together, and that's how we come up with the Mission Critical Solutions. So everything that we were doing was critical to a specific need that the military had.
I've seen those communications huts. They're very impressive. You can put them on an airplane and
buy them there
and
set up a whole
tent
city. Yep.
In fact, I don't know if you've ever worked in one of these, but one of the things that the Army does, I know, is they build radio stations, AM and FM radio stations in foreign countries when they occupy
right.
them. Bob, you have a very interesting background. I understand it has nothing to do with communications huts or steel or anything. Tell us about that.
No. Well, whenever I went into college, I thought at the time I was going to follow a career in law enforcement. So I took criminology, and then I went through the Regional Police Academy, and I did some police work for about a year, which was outside of the area. It led me back to Cambria County to start up a forensic unit working with the court systems, and that was primarily in the drug and alcohol and mental health area, which eventually led me into a career, about a 22-year career in pharmaceuticals. I was doing some programming, and there happened to be some pharmaceutical representatives there, and they said, hey, would you think about trying this? And when I looked at it, it looked interesting, and I started that, I think it was in 1987, and I did that until about 2006. Started calling on doctors in the area, and then eventually worked my way up to vice president of sales for a New Jersey-based pharmaceutical company. And then, as life would happen, I got married along the way, had two wonderful children, and I needed to be back here in the local area to help raise them and do the things that I did that were important to me, like sports, hunting, fishing, education, making sure that they got good educations and that. So my wife owns her own business. She's a pharmacist, and I was able to come back, and I went to work for a defense contractor, which led me into the manufacturing.
Well, that's a long road to get here. Holy smokes.
It was, yeah.
I'm from the Delaware Valley. Was it Johnson & Johnson you worked for?
Well, that was one of the companies. Right. I worked for Hoffman & Roche. I worked for Merck. And then I went to work for a company, Quintiles, and we built field forces for all of them. So yeah. I had experience with Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer, all of the big five whenever I was with Quintiles.
Fascinating. Jeez. Well, Pfizer kept changing their name. Merck Sharpen Dome, and then it became Merck, and then they changed all their names. Well, thank you. That was very, very interesting. This business, is it still centered around the defense DOD stuff, or do you do other things now?
Defense work is still a very important part of ours. I would say that right now our largest segment is transportation. Defense would be our number two, and then energy. So we work in three very highly regulated areas. Everything that we do has to be ISO certified. A lot of the work we do in transportation has to be AISC certified, and we have to have specific certifications in those states that we work in. Right now, I think as we sit here today, we're certified in about 27 of the 50 states, and we'll probably have about another 5 to 10 here before the end of the summer, and we do bridge work in all those states.
Well, you really are spread thick and thin. Holy
right.
smoke. Our guest is Bob McGowan of Mission Critical Solutions. We're in their campus. I see they call facilities anymore campuses.
Right.
Facilities anymore. It looks like a factory to me.
Right.
But we're on our campus in the Allen Bank. Tell me about some of your clients. You mentioned the DOD stuff, but what, or is it DOW now? But anyway, is it DOD stuff? Is there What is the primary source of your clients here? Or they just come from all far and above, or what happens?
No, we do. We work with a lot of the, I'll say the OEMs. We work with a lot of the defense contractors, the Lockheed Martins, General Dynamic, BAE, and so forth. And the stuff that we have here in our shop, a lot of it is, I'd say, it's small bench type work, machining, anything you can cut, bend, or weld, we do here in Allen Bank. And then at our other facility or campus, we primarily do transportation work there. That's the one on Weber Lane. We have the North Building, as we call it, the one closest to the turnpike. We build bridge grid. So we're one of two manufacturers in the entire country that do this. There's open grid, which, you know, we commonly see the kind of bridges that that basically cantilever up and down. You see them right. A lot in Florida, Louisiana, where there's waterways. That same grid is under all the bridges in Pittsburgh. Any large span of bridges, they'll use the grid in there to reduce the load on the bridge so they don't have to put as much concrete on there going over large spans of water. And then the defense work is primarily done up here. We also do a lot of fixturing. So we have some of the best craftsmen, I think, in the world here in Bedford County, a lot of them coming out of the Cannondale era. We do a lot of the fixture work for the major OEMs, both in the defense world and equipment manufacturers. We'll design fixtures for them so that they can mass produce their product in their own plants. And so it's a very highly skilled precision type manufacturing that requires a PE, an engineered stamp, and we'll PE stamp these fixtures before they go out, and then, you know, we're shipping those all over the country.
Do you have PEs on staff here?
We don't have. We have a consultant that we work with. It's a PE. We actually have, I think, five or six engineers. We have an engineering department. We have four here in Bedford County, and then we have three engineers in Pittsburgh.
For those listening, I didn't mean to talk over your head. A PE, of course, is a professional engineer and a very important certification if you're doing things like bridges.
Right.
Because they don't want them to fall down. So PEs make sure all those things are correct. Our guest today is Bob McGowan. He is the president and CEO of MCS, Mission Critical Solutions. And I will remind you today that our program is being brought to you by BCDA, which presents the Bedford County Advantage. And one of the primary reasons we're talking to Bob today is because of Jen Marsh, who made the suggestion we speak with you. And I know how active you are with BCDA. Let me just take a little swing here for a second. How does BCDA work in the whole scheme of things for you? Are they helpful to this company?
BCDA is beyond helpful. I mean, you know, it started back in 2006 when we bought the building here in Bedford. One of the first people we met was Betty Slayton, and Betty has always been an advocate for us. And, you know, the thing I like about Betty and now Jen is if they see a willingness on the side of the manufacturers, they're able and willing to roll up their sleeves and sit right beside you to basically land the opportunities. I haven't been affiliated with a lot of economic development, but I think that they're definitely the gold standard. I mean, not only do they care about the community and the manufacturers in the area, but they care about the educating the employees, and they work diligently to try to keep the talent back in the area. But you know, we're working right now with a company that wants to come in, a foreign company, and you know, I know Jen and Betty had gone beyond what one would consider reasonable to connect us with people at the state level that could advocate and basically sell Pennsylvania to bring these people here. So we get closer and closer every day to, you know, bringing somebody that could have picked anywhere in the United States, but they're picking Bedford County. You know, Bedford County, I think, is unique. It's I think our workforce is second to none. The morals and ethics of the people here, their work ethic is just unbelievable, and it's a great place to live and work. You have a legend like Betty Slayton. Usually, the person after, they'll always say, like, you know, you'll lose time and energy before you find your next leader. Well, these two women had the right recipe. I mean, they spent a lot of time doing the search for Jen, and Jen hasn't missed a beat.
Not a beat.
I mean, you know, for most people, I would think outside of Bedford County, you wouldn't even know that there has been a change at the top level of the administration like there has been at BCDA. Jen's phenomenal. Her staff is phenomenal. And I just can't say enough about them. They're constantly challenging themselves. You know, we live here by saying if you're not growing, you're dying, and no one, of course, wants to do that. I think that they certainly follow that motto. You know, I think Jen's working on two industrial parks, a housing project. She's got recreation. I mean, you know, she's got more balls in the air than most clowns do at a circus. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, I was in sales for most of my career, and I remember the old phrase about when you're green, you grow; when you're ripe, you rot.
Right,
and
right.
That's true. These guys haven't even gotten in past green yet. It's tremendous. Yeah. Well, I'm very glad to hear you say that. They've been wonderful working with them. Really has. This company is very unique. You make things that are very different. And are there others like you around the country, or are you just a few people that do this kind of work?
I think that there are probably a lot of people that do what we do. But I think what we have done is we have taken the best of the best, and we've put them all into one package. You know, there are people that do world-class machining. There's people in Bedford County, good friends of mine, that do world-class machining. There are those that do welding very, very well. But we don't try to be the biggest. We try to be the best at what we do. I would say that we're more a special tactics team than an infantry type team. We have a nice mixture of some of the best machinists. We have a large pool of what I would say are the best welders. We work very closely with the career and technology centers to make sure we cultivate those welders. I would say I'd use the analogy, we're like a professional baseball team. You know, they don't always look to the college ranks to get their players. They look to the high school ranks because they know that there's young talent that they can develop. And that's what we have done here. We've gone to the career and technology centers, to Penn Tech up in Williamsport, and we've been able to attract some of the best talent to the area. We try to keep the talent here in Bedford and get to them while they're young. You know, we actively participate with all of the local school districts and go in and do training. We try to go in and educate them on the opportunities in manufacturing here in Bedford, and then we do the same with our what we call our fabricators, the bending. A lot of people have got away from bending metal, but it's an art, and we've invested in that. As other people were getting out of it, we've invested in it because it's still a need. You know, manufacturing is back. So one of the things that some of the bridge contractors we like about MCS is that we don't just do the stuff below the deck. We can do the railing systems and the light poles and all the stuff above. So it's one-stop shopping, and so it's created a real nice opportunity for the people here in Bedford County to be able to stay here and have meaningful jobs that provide very well.
A few weeks ago, I spoke to Mike Odelick, who runs the Bedford County Technical Center, and I learned about some of the talent you have here, and that astounded me as well. I mean, he's almost like Jen, the way he runs that place. It's fabulous. And I understand that you're in there all the time, not just looking for help, but helping the help. Helping these people learn what's available to them. And we're going to learn about some of these craftsmen that that Bob has here when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Sean Bardell of Howard Hanna Bardell Realty, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk FM 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFM.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
Good morning. We're back. And with me, we have an exciting guest, Bob McGowan, who is the CEO of Mitchum Critical Solutions here in Alum Bank, or some is known as Pleasantville, or somewhere along 56 will do. But we're having a great time talking to Bob about his company. Bob, I want to kind of explore with you a little bit about the people you have here. It's one thing to have a great big building full of computers and machines, but you got to have people that know what they're doing. And you said, alluded to a few minutes ago, to the quality of the work here. Where do you find these exceptional people?
When we got our start here with our first tranche of employees, it was probably back in, I think maybe 2011, 10. We had a few, I'd say, fabricators, integrators. But when we really got into the heavy side of the welding and the cutting, the bending, the machining, at that same time, that's when Cannondale was moving out of the area. And we were the benefactors of that. You know, we worked with Career Links and the OJT program. Right. And I think we hired 15 of those people, many of which are still here today. And
can I stop you here a second? You sure. Mean that manufacturing a bicycle is at least compliant with what you do in here?
Absolutely. Yeah. The nucleus of our group started with the Cannondale team, and they were some of the best welders and craftsmen that anywhere in the world. You know, it's one thing to weld carbon steel, but to weld aluminum and do the integral welding that they did on these bicycles is really the type of welding that you see in a lot of your high-end military pieces of equipment. And that's why when we started in the defense world, because we attracted that talent. And, you know, we always say here, I mean, MCS is just a building. It's a name. What makes MCS are our employees, and we make no mistake about it. It's not me or any of the people that sit in the front office. It's the people on the floor. You know, I would equate them to an orchestra. You know, there's a whole bunch of different instruments playing out there. We've got fabrication, we've got logistics, quality, fabrication, machining, and all of those guys work together to make the music every single day. And then what we've done is, where other companies basically will, you know, put up, and we pay very well here, but and have a great benefit package, and we have an internal team of employees that basically, they're the people that manage that, and they work with management to get the best benefit for the people that they work side by side with. But we've invested in the youth, and I always say we have a youth movement going on. I'm not at the end of my career, but I'm closer to the end of it than the beginning of it. So we have a large youth movement going on. So many of the companies that I've seen over the years, there's big gaps in between their senior management and the new people coming on, and you lose all that intellectual property between. And that's something that we're paying particular attention to. We don't want to see it happen here. So if you look around our company, you know, we have directors, and our four directors range from, you know, in their early 50s to their late 20s. So we want to make sure that we don't have holes in our employment. And we try to promote and train within. We've invested a lot of money with a gentleman, Dr. Tonkin. He has a service called Tonkin to You. And basically, we're constantly having our leaders go through training. It's conflict resolution. It's leadership development skills. And once again, it's really about how, you know, we treat these people, the employees, and we don't call them employees, we call them family members. You know, if you look around the conference room we're sitting in right now, you won't see any pictures of any of the management team. These are all our employees. They're the stars of the show, and it's really their company.
I hear this all over Bedford County when I talk to these companies on this program. Mm-hmm. Family, morals, we like to see people married with children. These are themes you do not hear everywhere,
right.
And it's one of the reasons that attracted me here in the first place.
Right.
It's just a wonderful thing to hear. And think of how many companies you know and I know have failed because of poor planning for succession. And you're hitting it right on the head here with this. So you've got succession all teed up here.
Well, it's a part of our daily routine here. You know, we're constantly talking about developing who can we pull up when we have a need. As we've grown our company, many of the people's, our director of manufacturing right now, he started here as a welder in 2011, and he's become, you know, gone from a welder to a lead in welding to the lead of all welders. Now he directs all of the manufacturing. You know, Bedford County guy, just a great human being.
And he knows what's happening on the floor. You didn't bring some guy in with an MBA.
They know what's happening in the floor, yeah, but they also know what's happening in the community.
Right.
And, you know, they're all in touch with what's important to the people of the community. And, you know, the thing that I like about Bedford County is family's always number one. You know, we have generations that have lived on family farms, and, you know, they built a house the next lot over and the next lot over and so forth. And, you know, the thing about Darren Mozzie, who's the VP of Sale, the reason that we have such good chemistry here is that for us, family's number one, church is number two, and work is number three. You know, if you've got those first two elements, you can always find good work.
You didn't get that at Pfizer.
No, you didn't get that.
Yeah. You were worried about quarterly reports.
Yeah, yeah.
Profit sharing and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Bob McGowan, CEO and President of MCS. I can tell you this is fascinating to hear this. I see on your business card you call it MCS Steel. Is that the real name of the company or something?
No, it's Mission Critical Solutions. Right. And actually, we just shortened it up to MCS Fabrication and Machining. Right. And to be honest with you, it's easier to say when you answer the phone than it is to say Mission Critical Solutions.
Yeah.
You know, by the time you spit all that out, people forget right. Why they called.
Yeah, so. May I help you? And the program today is brought to you by BCDA, a Bedford County Advantage. It's a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. If you'd like to learn more about BCDA, you may visit their incredibly short website, bcda.org. And speaking of websites, you can listen to this program again on BedfordCountySpeaks.com. We place the shows on the website after they're broadcast over the radio station, so you can go and play them for your mother and grandmother and anybody else you want to do it. In fact, we interviewed someone a couple of weeks ago, and they wanted to make sure their grandmother could hear it, and they live in California. I said, Matt, no problem. She'll be able to hear it loud and clear. Bob McGowan is our guest, and Bob, I want to talk to you a little bit about your company culture, although if you've alluded to it just a few minutes ago with the way that you treat your employees like family. A culture of a business really radiates into the community. People know what you're about right away, good or bad, and it seems to me you work at the good part very much. So what would you call the culture of the company? How would you describe it?
We just try to always encourage people to do the right thing when no one's looking. And if you do that, we feel like you'll be treating people well. But I think that, you know, we care about the way you treat people. And it's not just the way we treat our employees, but it's the way you treat, you know, anybody that we run into on the street could be a potential customer. And, you know, it matters the way we communicate to people. You know, if someone's having an issue, we need to basically acknowledge what that is, and we need to try to take care of it. And I just think it's that, you know, when we're interviewing, we can see right away by the way people talk about their previous employers. You know, one might talk about their spouse, their children. You can sort of start to get a glimpse of who they are, you know, who they are internally. And it matters to us that our employees treat their fellow employees with respect. It matters to us that we as management treat our fellow employees with respect. At the end of the day, you know, everybody is a father, a son, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a brother, and we have to remember that. You know, the people behind the wall here that you can hear out there grinding and welding right now, they have families that are going through troubles. They have families that are preparing for Easter, so they're no different than us. I mean, we're all the same. We just have different. We have different things that we have to do daily when we get to work. So we try to remember that, and remember that the people on the other end of the phone, our customers, are the same people that we are.
I served on an LST during the Vietnam era, and our ship was tied up at a Richmond shipyard in California, near San Francisco. It was an old Kaiser shipyard, and it's the first time I ever saw welding up front. They were rehabbing a lot of the hull and the engine spaces in the ship. I remember those guys down the hole, they were with welders, and they had all this stuff on. Today, you would have to wear all kinds of protective equipment. I remember them just hauling tons and tons of asbestos out of this ship that they put in there in World War II, because it was built in World War II. And it was just an amazing thing to watch this happen. I come around your floor, I don't see any of that. I see computers. Can you talk to me about some of the software they use to make these welds? It's fascinating to me. They have a name for it. I can't remember what it's called.
The CNC.
CNC, right. What does CNC mean, by the way?
Well, it's computer network manufacturing. But Basically, everything that we do here is high tech. We've invested a lot of money into equipment and computerization. It makes everything easier. It makes it a lot more reproducible. Yeah, it's a different world than you know, where they say it wasn't. It's not the same manufacturing it was for your grandfather.
Right.
It's the world that we live in right now. You know, we talk about a youth movement a little bit earlier. the youth that are coming out, male, female, that are coming out of these technical schools, they're being trained with the most advanced technology, and a lot of it is computer-driven. And, you know, it's important for us. It reduces error on the floor. It gives the end user a better product. There's more reproducibility. When you put something in a machine and you're running the same program over and over, the operator has to be cognitive of the fact that, you know, maybe a bit needs changed, or lubricant needs, you know, reinserted into the machine, stuff like that. But for the most part, the program, we can run reproducible pieces over and over, and it gets a better end product.
You just hit upon something talking about your family. It was the operator that notes that he needs a new bit. He doesn't wait for the damn thing to run down.
Right.
Complain to somebody.
Right.
He's on it, right?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, now, I mean, I'll use a CNC machine in a machine shop. They can look and they can say that if they're running a certain type of metal, if they're running stainless steel for one of our, you know, military customers, that, you know, every 3 hours worth of runtime, they have to change the bits on the machine to get the tolerance that the customer requires. Even our inspection equipment, we've invested literally hundreds of thousands of dollars into inspection equipment to make sure that we can hold the tolerances that the customers require. You know, it would seem to maybe you and I, because of, you know, the era that we grow up in, that this computerization of all of this manufacturing equipment is really like, you know, it's Star Wars-ish type stuff. But for the youth coming out of the technical schools now or a Pentap, this is what they're being trained on. And this is, you know, they've had a handheld device of some sort in their hand since they were, you know, old enough to sit up in a chair by themselves. They're not afraid of it. You know, where I'm still afraid of some of this stuff, you know.
I tell my friends, you have trouble with computers, go find a 10-year-old.
Exactly.
And don't get a 12-year-old. They're already over the hill. You want a 10-year-old.
Exactly, yeah. Some of the best welders that we have, the best machinists we have, are the younger people on the floor. I mean, we bought a laser welder this summer, and the gentleman that's running it, I don't think Ian's more than 25, 26 years old. Yeah.
Well, we were 25 once.
Yeah, we were, yeah.
Our guest is Bob McGowan, president of MCS, Mission Critical Solutions, and we're in Allen Bank talking about this fascinating company. Bob, we just have a few minutes left, and I just wanted to ask you one more thing. How would you like the public to know about MCS?
Well, I mean, I think that, number one, you know, we care about our family, which, you know, is our workforce, that, you know, we left the place better than we found it. Yeah, I think that would be a good way for us to be remembered. I don't plan on MCS going away. I've watched so many of the companies that have come here to Bedford County because of the workforce, because of the quality of the people, the way that they're trained, the way that they care for their family and their kids, and they educate their families, and they come in and train them, and then, as you mentioned earlier, you know, when profit starts to shrink or there's a change in their life and they can sell out, you know, I want this company to last beyond me, you know, and that's why we say we're in a youth movement now. You know, we're turning the company over to the young people of Bedford County here to run, and, you know, I want to be a good neighbor to everybody in Bedford County. So it doesn't matter, you know, we build metal things, but if we can help with solve the housing crisis in Bedford County, and if we can help the REIs and the Walmarts and the JLGs and the Rocklands, if we can help them grow their business and keep the talent and the people here in Bedford County, that's what we want to do.
I remember Betty saying to me once that she said, we've had a company get here, do well, and then leave, realize what they did, and came back.
She said,
this happens. You know, that's how good it is.
I know the exact. Yeah. And that company was just leaving when I came here in 2008. Right. And then they came back a few years ago, yeah.
Bob McCowan, you've been an exceptional guest. With really appreciate your having on. We're out of time, but I really enjoyed speaking with you at Mission Critical Solutions. This morning's program was brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, Have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.